今天我们开始离开那个约翰福音五章的那个毕士大池子了哈。
The healing of that lame man was the third sign.
这个瘫子的得医治是约翰福音里第三个神迹。
In the Gospel of John, there are seven signs that are recorded.
一共呢，约翰福音有七个记载下来的神迹。
And the purpose of those signs, we find at the end of the book that those signs were given to us so that we might believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and that believing we might have eternal life.
那这些的神迹留下呢，是让我们明白也相信耶稣基督是神的圣子，是那个救世主。
But those signs also are explained, and the importance of those signs are given to us in the Scripture.
那这些神迹呢，也解释了，就是为什么他要这么写哈，就是在圣经里对我们的重要性是什么。
The sign of this healing of the lame man at the pool.Was a sign that the Lord is the Lord of the Sabbath.
比方说我们刚刚看见的毕士大池子呢，这个神迹告诉我们神耶稣呢，他是安息日的主。
We'll explain what that means in a little while.
等会我们会解释一下这个的意思。
But the purpose of those signs, the immediate purpose of those signs were for the Jews.
那这些直接的这个意义呢，是为当时的犹太人。
And what we're going to look at today is that the Lord Jesus presents himself as the one who is equal with God the Father.
那我们今天明白的呢，就是耶稣把他自己当作和神和父神一同等的位置的这样的一个。
And so, what we'll do is we'll read chapter 5, and we'll read from verse 16 down to verse 30.
我们今天先把五章的十六节一直读到三十节。
If we could read, please, around, we'll read in Mandarin.
我们先用中文读。所以犹太人逼迫耶稣，因为他在安息日做了这事。
耶稣就对他们说，我父做事直到如今，我也做事。
所以犹太人越发想要杀他，因他不但犯了安息日，并且称神为他的父，将自己和神当作平等。
耶稣对他们说，我实实在在地告诉你们，只凭着自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做的，子才能做。父所做的事，我也照样做。
父爱子将自己所做的一切事指给他看，还要将比这更大的事指给他看，叫你们信。
父怎样叫死人起来，使他们活着，子也照样随自己的意思使人活着。
父不审判什么人，也将审判的事全交于子，
叫人都尊敬子，如同尊敬父一样。不尊敬子的，就是不尊敬差子来的父。
我实实在在告诉你们，那听我话又信差我来的，就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。
我实实在在的告诉你们，时候将到，现在就是了。死人要听见神儿子的声音，听见的人就要活了。
因为父怎样在自己有生命，就赐给他儿子，也照样在自己有生命。并且因为他是人子，就赐给他行审判的权柄。
你们不要把这事看作稀奇，时候要到，凡在坟墓里的都要听见他的声音就出来。
行善的复活得生，作恶的复活定罪。
我凭着自己不能做什么，我怎么听见就怎么审判，我的审判也是公平的，因为我不求自己的意思，只求那差我来者的意思。
Okay, so this passage shows the opposition of the Jews to the Lord Jesus for healing on the Sabbath day.
那这段开始讲到，犹太人反对耶稣在安息日治病。
Now, the healing happened at a place called Bethesda.
那这个安息日的医治呢，发生在毕士大池子边上。
Now, Bethesda means house of mercy.
那毕士大的意思就是怜悯之屋。
And the Jews, with their law, showed no mercy.
那犹太人呢，在他们的律法里其实没有显明任何的怜悯。
They didn't care about this poor man who suffered for 38 years.
他们并不在意这个可怜的人啊，他已经在那里躺了38年了。
And when he was finally healed, they were more concerned about Jesus breaking their laws than this poor man be made whole.
所以当他们讲到这个摊子的时候呢，他们更多的在想，他犯了安息日，而不是呢，他得医治了。
And so, you know, they were wondering why he would heal on the Sabbath.
因为他们在想他怎么能在安息日去医治人呢？
We'll look at a scripture in a moment.Where the Jews say, well, you know, there's 6 days to heal. Why don't you heal him on one of these 6 days?
因为犹太人说，那有六天可以做工啊，你为什么不在六天去治人呢？
And in verse 16, we read that, so because Jesus was doing these things on the Sabbath, they persecuted him.
所以十六节说呢，他们逼迫耶稣是因为耶稣在安息日做这事。
The phrase, he was doing these things,implies that he often healed on the Sabbath day.
因为他这个原文的用的是一个进行时哈，那进行时表明呢，耶稣他一直是这么干的，就是在安息日治病。
It was more his normal practice to heal on the Sabbath day.
所以更像一个他常做的一个事情，就是安息日医治人。
Now you'd think.To avoid conflict with the Jews, he would not heal on the Sabbath day.
因为这个和犹太人的要求啊，就是不能在安息日医治是冲突的。
But what he was trying to do was to establish a big truth.
但是呢，耶稣想要做的，借着这事要建立一个更大的真理。
That is the Lord of heaven and earth. He's also Lord of every day.
那属天地的主呢，他也是每日掌权的主。
And what the Sabbath meant was to be a Sabbath arrest for man.
所以这个安息日是为人设的哈。
He said,
人不是为安息日设的。
He said in another place that the Sabbath was, man was not made for the Sabbath, but the Sabbath was made for man.
对，他在其他地方就这么讲过，另外的受圣经。
So, if you look back at Exodus chapter 23, there we see Exodus 23 and verse 12. Moses gives a little outline of the purpose of the Sabbath.
所以摩西这边讲到了安息日的意义。
And he's talking about regular work here.
他也讲到了平常做工的意思。
6 days do your work, but on the seventh day do not work, so that your ox and your donkey may rest and the slave born in your household...And the alien as well may be refreshed.
六日你要做工，第七日要安息，使牛驴可以歇息，婢女和儿子，和寄居的都可以舒畅。
So you can see that the Sabbath was meant so that people might have a break, a rest.
对，所以安息日其实是让人可以休息。
And so it wasn't made so that it would restrict people and become part of their religion.
他并不是要来约束人成为宗教的一部分。
And so, Jesus, if you turn to Luke chapter 13, we see there that Jesus exposes their hypocrisy. Luke 13, verses 10 to 17.
路加的十三十到十七节。
Now we'll read around if we could read that.
我们一起来读一下。一节一节，路加十三章十到十七节。
刚才
我 get Li Ling to Li Ling, you would start. Luke, oh, sorry.
原是耶稣在会堂里教训人，有一个女人被鬼附着，病了十八年，腰弯的一点直不起来。
耶稣看见，便叫她过。便照过他来，对他说：“女人，你脱离这病了。”
于是用两只手按着他，他立刻直起腰来，就归荣耀于神。
管会堂的因为耶稣在安息日治病，就气愤愤地对众人说：“有六日应当做工，那六日之内可以来求医，在安息日却不可。”
主说：“假冒伪善的人呐、啊！”难道你们个人在安息日不解开槽上的牛驴牵去饮吗？
况且这女人本是亚伯拉罕的后裔，被撒旦捆绑了这十八年，不当在安息日解开她的绑吗？
耶稣说这话，他的敌人都惭愧了，众人因他所行一切荣耀的事就都欢喜了。
So this story itself, I mean, it explains itself, doesn't it?
这个故事很清楚啊。
The Lord Jesus, he uses the example of the fact that when their donkeys needed some food, they would untie it and bring it to some food.
他就用一个比喻，说当驴要吃东西的时候，你不是在安息日也拉它去吃吗？
And so what the Lord Jesus is saying, that this woman was tied up, now he's released her on the Sabbath day. Why shouldn't?
然后耶稣说这个女人已经捆绑那么久，她在安息日一让她能够得释放，不好吗？
And with the logic of this example, verse 17 says they were humiliated. They saw, everybody saw it very clearly.
所以十七节就说到他的敌人都很惭愧啊，因为耶稣说这话真的是事实。
So, with that in mind, let's go back to chapter 5 again.
我们再回到约翰的五章。
And, we find there that these Jews, they continue in their perverseness, we might say.
对，这里呢，我们看见这些犹太人呢，他们在他们的认为对的事情上，他们一直很坚持。
And they had made it their Sabbath, not God's Sabbath.
他们其实设了自己的安息日，不是神的。
But the Lord Jesus now in verse 17, he now, in this next section that we read today, He is going to bring out the teaching of the sign that he had just performed before their very eyes.
所以他在十七节就要把他的教导呢，放到犹太人的面前，就是他要说这个关于安息日的事。
The Jews were incapable of healing that man on any day.
因为犹太人在任何一天都没办法医治那个人。
The law couldn't help that man.
而且律法也帮不了那个人。
But the Lord Jesus is going to show that he has power and authority equal to God his Father.
那神要在这里显明，耶稣要显明他的能力是和父神一样。
And he's going to, in this section, he's going to explain how he, in a sevenfold explanation of his equality with the Father.
他这里要开始展开七层的等同啊，就是他和父神是等同的。
The Jews, it says, they persecuted him in verse 16.
所以十六节是说到犹太人在逼迫他。
It doesn't say exactly what form that persecution took.
虽然这里没有讲到是什么样的逼迫。
But nevertheless, it took some kind of outward persecution against him.
但不管怎么样，他们是有一些的这个外在的逼迫的。
Now, after, we're in John chapter 5, Josh, Linda, welcome. After the Lord Jesus presents the truth that he is equal to the Father, they want to kill him.
但是呢，你会看见十七节，当耶稣把自己和神同等了以后呢，他们就想杀他了。
Their persecution turns deadly.
然后呢，十六节的这个迫害到十八节就变成要致命的迫害。
Now the Lord Jesus in verse 17, here's the key verse to this next section.
那十七节是一个关键的要节，对下面一段。
Remember they're complaining that he's healing on the Sabbath day.
你记得他们是在抱怨耶稣安息日医治吗？
And the Lord Jesus explains why.
耶稣解释了为什么。
He said, "My Father is always at work to this very day, and I too am working."
他说我父做事直到如今，我也做事。
And it's that reason the Jews tried all the harder to kill him. Not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his own father, making himself equal with God.
十八节，他刚才读的十八节。
When he called God his father,He was saying that God is his father in a very unique way.
所以当他说到父神，他是以一个特殊的方式来讲这个父神。
The Jews would never say my father.
犹太人没有说我的父。
They might agree, they wouldn't have said anything if he said our father.
因为犹太人都会说我们的父。
Or the father in heaven.
在天上的父。
But when Jesus said, my father is working, and I work, that meant that he was equal to the Father.
当他讲到我的父做事，我也做事的时候，他其实把自己和父呢，是摆到了一个平等的位置上。
So he was claiming equality with God, the Father himself.
所以他在这里讲到的是父，他和父神的一个平等的角度。
Now,Some people try and claim that Jesus never said that he was God.
所以很多人会一直这么来说啊，说耶稣从来没有说他自己是神。
Those people are either ignorant or liars.
这些人或者是因为无知，或者干脆就是撒谎。
Because the Jews, they understood what he was saying.
因为犹太人明白耶稣这个话是什么意思。
Verse 18 makes it very plain.
十八节是很清楚的。
Because he was making God his own father in a unique way, making himself equal with God.
所以他这里是让犹太人看见他把这个事情讲成是他和父同等的这么一个表达方式。
So, let's just look at this for a moment.
我们来看一看这一段哈。
About the Sabbath.
关于安息日
and the Father working,
以及这个父做事。
See, when man sinned in the Garden of Eden, or when I should say, let me back up. When God created the heavens and the earth, it says that He rested the seventh day.
当神创造天地的时候呢，他说第七日他安息。
For in 6 days He made the heaven and the earth.
因为在六天里呢，他做了天和地。
And everything was finished and complete.
所有事情就都成了，然后也。
There was nothing else to do.
也没有需要干做更多的。
God saw everything that it was very good.
然后神造了一切的事，他看得非常好。
So there was nothing else to be added to it or improved upon.
所以没有什么可以再 做的或者说在提升的。
But when sin came in the world, ruin came with it as well.
所以当罪进了世界的时候呢
，All of creation was affected.
毁灭也进来了，所有的受造物都受影响。
Thorns and thistles grew in the. There was the curse now on the creation.
那地和创受造物受诅咒，荆棘和吉利在地里长出来。
Unless and man became separated from God.
那人和神分离。
And so God now had to start working again.
那神必须要重新再来再做。
He could have destroyed the creation and started over.
他完全可以，把所有的创造都毁一遍，都毁掉。
That was within the realm of possibility.
这个是在可行的方案中是一个。
But not because God had a plan from before the foundation of the world.
但这不是神的计划，那是万事以先有的计划。
That He would send His Son into the world.
那就是他要把他的圣子差到这个世界来。
So instead of destroying the world, He begins His great redemptive work of salvation.
那他来到世上就开始做最伟大的救赎之工。
And we see it with Adam and Eve.
那我们想一想亚当夏娃。
God covers their sin with the skins of an innocent victim, the victim that blood was shed.
那神遮盖他们的罪呢，是用一个洁白的没有罪的羔羊的血来遮盖，就是当时他杀了应该一只羊。
So man's nakedness is covered by the life of another.
那人的亚当夏娃的裸体就被其他的一个生命的皮给遮盖了。
So that begins a long work, a redemptive work.Where God is preparing the world for the coming of His Son into the world.
所以这是一个非常长的计划和神的旨意啊，他要救赎整个世界。
And how many millions of animals would have to be sacrificed up until the great final sacrifice when God's Lamb, the Son of God, would come?
那有多少的祭物的血已经被洒了，直到那个真正的羔羊耶稣来了。
And we can trace all the way through the scripture God's redemptive work as He is preparing the world for this great Savior.
你可以在耶稣之前一直往上倒啊，这个神的救赎其实从亚当夏娃开始就有了，直到这个最后的真正的救赎主来。
And so we see God the Father working all through the time through messages to the prophets by men like Moses as great leaders in leading the people of God.
那你会看见神的救赎之工一直在做，比如说旧约的先知，他会借着先知说话。
And God was working among many peoples in many different ways throughout history.
然后在历史里呢，他会借着不同的人、不同的方式做很多的工。
Until finally, his son, he sends the world is ready. We read that in the fullness of time, God sent forth his son.
所以在时候满足的时候呢，他就差他的圣子来了。
It was now the time for the incarnation of his son.
那现在这圣经里这时候呢，就是道成肉身的圣子来的时候。
And through the perfect life of the Lord Jesus, God the Father demonstrated His holiness and His power through the person of His Son.
所以，他要借着他的圣子，把他的圣洁和他的能力都显明出来。
And eventually then would go to the cross, where He would finish the work that God had started in the Garden of Eden to restore the world.Through redemption.
通过十字架，他要完成这个工，然后让人恢复到原来伊甸园的状态。
And so, but here we see the Lord Jesus working still and doing in a public way and explaining that God the Father is in Him and working among them.
你 你可以看见这时候呢，耶稣一个公开的方式他在做，然后他也解释他和父神一样。
And so that explains verse 17, doesn't it?
这就是十七节的意思。
My father is always at work to this very day, and I too am working.
我父做事直到如今，我也做事。
And so, they understood then what he was saying.
他们明白他在说什么。
Now to go back a little further just for us, because we can go ahead now to the, when the Lord Jesus completed the work of the Father, you remember what he said on the cross? His last words.
想一想在十字架上他说的最后什么话。
Finished.
成了。
He'd completed God's work.
他完成了神的工。
Now, what did God do when he completed his work of creation?
那神做什么呢？他当他完成神的工的时候。
He rested.
他做成工了以后他就休息了。
And now God is in a redemptive rest today.
今天呢神在救赎之工上已经停休息了。
There's nothing more to add to God's salvation.
因为神的救赎之工已经做成了。再不需要添什么。
We can enter into his rest.
我们也可以进入他的安息。
If we look at Hebrews chapter 4.
如果我们在希伯来书的四章。
Hebrews chapter 4 and verse
3. 四章的三节。
And the writer to the Hebrews is writing specifically to the Jews who had a hard time understanding this principle.
希伯来书的作者是在跟犹太人讲的，那时候的犹太人是很难理解这样的一个原则。
They had to let go of the law in order to enter into God's rest.
他们特别想借着守律法来进到神的安息。
The law required people to work.
律法要求人工作。
But the salvation of God requires us to believe and rest in the finished work of God.
但是救赎之工是要求我们信，信而得安息。
He says now, verse 3, now we who have believed enter that rest, just as God had said, so I declared on oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. And yet, his work has been finished since the creation of the world. That the work of creation is finished, but now the work of salvation is finished. Look at verse 9 and 10.
四章，刚才读的是四章三节，我们现在看四章的九到十节。
There remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God, for anyone who enters God's rest also rests from his own work, just as God did from his. Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest so that no one will fall by following their example of disobedience.
希伯来书四章九到十一节。
And he's talking about the disobedience of the children of Israel when they would not enter God's rest.
然后他讲到了以色列人他们的悖逆，因为他们进不了那安息。
And remember what the Lord Jesus, his great invitation was Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28.
看一下马太的十一章的二十八节。
Matthew 11 and verse 28.
这是神的一个耶稣的一个邀请。
You see, mankind up to that point had been laboring 7 days a week, you might say, in trying to save themselves from their sins with their religion, with their idols, with their philosophies, with whatever, and they had been unable to enter God's rest.
所以你看当时的人呢，他会用自己的方式，比如说偶像啊，比如说哲学啊， 他有很多的方式想得到那安息，但是他得不到。
And the Lord Jesus here, His great invitation is His, "Come unto me, all you, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest."
所以二十八节说，凡劳苦担重担的可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
That's a statement that only God could make.
这是只有神能说的。
And he invites people to enter into his rest.
他邀请人进到他的安息里。
It's a wonderful thing to be able to rest from your own labors, your own struggles, and just relax in the promise that God has accomplished everything you need for your eternal salvation.
对，所以这是非常美好的。你能真正得着安息呢，是因为你知道神在你永恒的救恩里每一件事他都做好了。
So there is a spiritual rest, isn't there?
所以在属灵里是有一个安息的。
And so, in that sense, we're in the Sabbath day right now, a spiritual Sabbath.
今天呢，我们其实都在这属灵的安息日里。
Now, when the Lord Jesus was still among the people, he had to still work. He had not yet finished the work that God sent him to do.
但是呢，耶稣依然还在做工啊，神差他来做工，做的工。
And so, his statement here, "My Father is always at work to this very day, and I too am working."
这就是十七节说的，他也在做事。
And so the Jews, they're extremely, angry about this because he had just confessed that God was his father and he was working with his father.
在约翰五到十七五章十七节里面他就说呢他犹太人就特别生他的气因为他说他做事父亲做事他也做事。
And so he's claiming a personal sonship equal with the Father here.
他在主张一个圣子的名分哈，是和圣父同等的圣子的名分。
And the Jews, they understood his claim.
犹太人也知道他在说什么。
And to them, this was blasphemy.
对他们来说，这就是亵渎了。
And under the law, it was punishable by death.
在律法下面呢，这是要受死的。
So, but for us now, it's a confirmation that the Lord Jesus was claiming equality with the Father.
那对我们来说，这个我们只是确认了，耶稣是和圣父同等。
So now, what he does in the rest of the portion that we read this morning down to verse 30. We have 7 points where he shows that he is equal with the Father.
那从现在往下呢，到四十节呢，我们会读到，七个角度，让我们看见他和父神是同等的。
Now I'm grateful that for the scholarship of other Bible students in the past, and I'm using an outline that's suggested by Graham Scroggie. For this outline of the 7 points.
我们非常感恩有前面历代的圣徒已经把这些都读出来了。我们用的一个弟兄的他的解读就是叫 Graham Scroggie.
Yeah, Scroggie. Graham Scroggie didn't make up these points. He's just bringing them into a logical order because this next section we often pass over quickly becauseIt's very difficult to understand all the argument in sequence.
因为呢，下面一段开始呢，我们有的时候读的时候就读得很快跳过去，因为你很难把它用一个逻辑的角度连起来啊。那这个弟兄，他做得很好，他把这个用逻辑的角度连起来。
Yeah, I'll just, before we enter those 7 points, Brother Jeet would just like to say a few words.
Yeah, let me just say a couple of things. The mistake that these people, the Jewish people are making is the same mistakes that the world is making today. And you can go to any religion, and when they read the Bible that Christ is equal to God, that he is God the Son, or God the Son of God, that these people think it's blasphemy to even imagine that God would have a son. That they think it's, they want to put a limit on God, that, you know, they think that man cannot become God. But God can become a man. He is all powerful. If you talk to the Jehovah's,
yeah. 所以那个今天的这些事情依然在发生，就是当你今天和一些宗教的人去谈呢，那他们依然会告诉你这是亵渎的，亵渎神的，因为他们不能想象神是有道成肉身来的，神是会有一个圣子，这些的概念对他们来说都是亵渎神的，他们不能够接受。
So that's the problem when you go to these people, they don't believe that Jesus Christ is God. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. They don't believe that. They don't believe that he is God.
所以人们都不相信耶稣就是那个神的圣子。
But when you read the testimony of God the Father concerning his Son, and you believe that, that it is possible for God to become a man.
就当你读这些见证哈，关于耶稣的见证，你就是知道这是完全可以的，当神变成了肉身，变成一个人的形象。
And God has always got a purpose that he wants to fulfill. So when he sent his son Jesus to die for the sins of all of mankind, right from the beginning where God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, in the first chapter of Genesis, they were together in creation.
然后在第一个创世纪的一章里面，我们就知道神是创造的主啊。
And it was prophesied already that Jesus would come and redeem the world of its sins.
然后呢也预言了耶稣会来要救赎这个世界。
Now I just want to maybe read together in the first book of John 1 and chapter 5.
我们可以一起来读一下约翰一书的五章。
First John in chapter 5 and verse 7.
五章的七节。
And if we could read down to verse 12.
读到十二节。五章，约翰一书五章七到十二。
圣灵就是真理，做见证的原来有三，就是圣灵、水与血，这三样也都归一。
我们既领受人的见证，神的见证更该领受了。因神的见证是为他儿子做的，
信神儿子的就有这见证在他心里，不信神的就是将神当作说谎的，因不信神为他儿子做的见证。
这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面。
人有了神的儿子，
人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
Amen.
So if you tell people that this is the testimony of God, that he sent his son Jesus to die for the sins of all of mankind, and they don't believe it, if you tell them that you're calling God a liar, and they say, oh no, we don't call God a liar. But you are calling God a liar, because this is what he testified of his son.
所以我们如果跟神说呢，跟普通人说呢，耶稣是来做救世主的，他道成肉身替我们赎了罪，那很多人会说我不信，然后你跟他说呢，那你就是把神当作说谎的，那他说我没有把神当作说谎的，那事实上那圣经就是这么说的，那不信的就是把神当作说谎。
So all the miracles that he was performing, no man could perform these miracles. No other creation that God has ever made could perform such miracles. Because God is the one who's in control of life and death. No one else has control of life and death.
因为神耶稣在地上做的这一切的神迹就显明他就是那生命的主啊，生死的主。
And this is the problem that we have here with the Jews. Right at the end when they judged him, they judged him for blasphemy. They judged him that he made himself equal to God. And that's the reason they wanted to put him to death.
而最终把耶稣钉死的罪名是亵渎神，因为他把自己与神当作与神同等，他们就因着这个罪名要把耶稣给杀了。
But like it says here, that those who believe the testimony of God have it in their hearts that Jesus is the most precious thing in our, he's the most precious person in our hearts, because without him we have nothing.
所以在这里的见证呢，说明耶稣就是那个最宝贵的神的圣子，因为没有他，我们什么都没有。
And just one more thing about the rest that Eric was talking about, that God has given us rest, the work is finished, the salvation is complete, and now we can rest in God's work. In other words, it doesn't matter if we have put our faith and trust in the finished work of Christ, then we know it doesn't matter what happens tomorrow, the next day, a month from now, a year from now, 10 years, we don't need to worry about things. Why is this happening? I wonder if that will happen. I wonder if that will happen. We need not worry. God has given us rest in His Son, the Lord Jesus, and He is doing all things well.
所以我们讲到这安息呢，再补充一点呢，就是当我们有了这救恩呢，就有了安息啊。这个安息就是我们不论做什么样的事呢，我们不管明天、后天。未来是怎么样呢？我们知道神的救赎之功已经完成了，我们知道未来最终的结局是怎么样的。
Yeah, he's our high priest in heaven. He's standing before God, presenting our prayers to him, and he's interceding for us in order all our sins that we commit. He is our everything.
那他是我们的一切啊，他是那大祭司，他在为我们代求啊。
Okay,
yeah. I think what we do is take an early break and we come back a little bit early and then we'll finish this section where he explains his equality with the Father.
对，我们先早一点休息，然后早一点开下一段开始。那我们等一会儿就来看一下呢，他怎么解释的，他和神同等的那七个点。好，我们一起来做一个祷告。天上的父，谢谢您让我们明白基督来的意义更让我们愿意信靠他。也求您洁净我们一会儿的饮食，更带领我们下一段的查经。感谢主，祷告奉主的名， Amen。
Amen。 So now we look at the Lord Jesus' sevenfold claim to equality with the Father.
现在我们来看主耶稣关于他是神的和神同等的圣子这个地位的七层的解释。
Now this argument was specifically for the Jews.
他这样的讨论呢，主要是针对犹太人的。
Because the Jews there that day, they were very learned men. The Jews that he was speaking to were very learned men.
These 这些犹太人他们是非常有关于神的知识的人。
And so they would understand exactly what he was saying.
所以犹太人能够特别明白他在说什么。
For us, it's a little more difficult, but using these seven points, we can follow the argument of the Lord Jesus.
对于我们外邦人来说呢，有一点难，但是我们按照这个七个方面呢，我们就能够跟随他这个谈话的逻辑。
And if there's any doubt that Christ was equal with the Father, this argument removes that doubt.
如果谁有关于圣子和圣父同等的这样的怀疑的话呢，这七个观点都能够把所有的怀疑打消。
So let's begin. The first claim that he's equal to the Father is that he's equal in working with As the Father works, so will He.
我们从第一点看，就是他和神同等的这个论据。第一个就是他和父一样的工作。
He says in verse 19, I tell you the truth. The Son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does.
这就是十九节说的，耶稣说，我实实在在告诉你们，子凭着自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所说的，子才能做，父所做的事，子也照样做。
Now the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, are all one.
圣父、圣子、圣灵，这三位一体的神，他们是一体的。
There's no division in the plans of the Trinity.
就是在这个在拯救计划当中，这三位一体的神是没有分别的。
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit all have their roles to play in the purposes of God.
所以这个圣父、圣子、圣灵，他们都有他们自己的工作的目的。
But there's no division. They're one in their operations.
但是没有区别，就是在他们的这个运作过程中是没有区别的。
And that's why the Lord Jesus says that I tell you the truth, the Son can do nothing by himself.
所以在这里说，他说子凭着自己不能做什么。
This isn't limitation, but it demonstrates a oneness.
这个看上去像是一种子的一个局限，但实际上它是表明了他们的合一。
The Son doesn't work independently of the Father.
就是父不是脱离开父，子不是脱离开父独立行动的。
So when Jesus says I can do nothing by myself, it doesn't mean to say that he's limited.
所以这里面子说我凭着自己不能做什么，并不是在强调他的有限。
But it demonstrates that his works are one with the Father. They work together, absolutely.
所以这里强调的是他的工作和父是合一的，是完全的一致的。
And even though he has all power in heaven and earth, he is always works in dependence upon the Father because of the relationship he has with his Father.
就虽然子在天地之间有绝对的能力，但是呢，他从来不单独的做什么事情，他是完全的依靠神，依靠父。
And as the perfect man, he always submits himself to the Father.
而且作为一个道成肉身的人呢，他是完全把自己交在父的权柄之下。
Now, where Jesus could not do anything apart from God's will, man can do. Man can work against God's will.
就如果真的父子可以脱离开父做一些他自己意愿里的事的话，那就说明人也可以来背逆神了。
People do that every day. They go against God's will.
对，但是我们人实际上每天都在这样做，我们都在违反神的旨意在做事。
And with what result?
结果是什么呢？
The wages of sin is death, isn't it?
罪的工价就是死。
If we go against God's physical laws, what happens?
如果我们违抗神在有形的物质上的罪的话，律的话，会怎么样呢？
So you're driving your car down the highway.
如果你开车在高速公路上。
And you completely disregard the laws of inertia.you're going 60 miles an hour or 100 kilometers an hour, and you say, well, I don't need to put the brakes on until I get there.
就是说你如果是以时速100公里的速度在开，说我到了那以后我再刹车。
What happens?
然后会怎么样呢？
You've broken the law of inertia. You run into the back of the tractor trailer.
就是如果你到那时候才刹车的话，你会怎么样？你会违反惯性定律，你一定会撞到前面那个车上。
So you disobeying the physical laws has consequences.
就是你违反这个物理的律，你都会有结果。
Disobeying God's laws, all spiritual laws, has consequences as well.
对，你违反了圣灵的律，灵里的律的话呢，你也会有结果。
So mankind can choose to obey God or not.
所以人可以选择你是要顺服神还是背逆神。
We're not robots.
我们不是机器人。
We can choose to obey God or we can choose to ignore him.
对，我们可以选择顺服神，也可以选择忽视他。
The Lord Jesus could not disobey God.
但是我们的主他不能违抗神。
Because he was one with the Father.
因为他和父是合一的。
And just as the Father can't disagree with himself,The Son can't disagree with the Father.
就像天父他不能违反自己一样的，子也不能违反父。
So he's, when the Father works, the Son works.
所以父在做工，子也在做工。
And he's demonstrating the works of the Father.
所以他在把他的父的工显明。
So that's the first thing in verse 19. He's equal in his working.
对，所以这就是第一点，就是。子在做事这个层面，他是和父是同一的。
And verse 20, we see that he's equal in knowledge with the Father.
在二十节就讲他在知识这个层面是和父是同等的。
Because it says here in verse 20, it says, the Father loves the Son and shows him all that he does.
他说父爱子，将自己所做的一切事指给他看。
Only intimates, people that are very close together, they're intimate friends or husband and wife, very intimate in their relationship, they are the only ones that share their deepest secrets.
就是人在最紧密的关系里，比如说夫妻的关系，朋友的关系，我们是共享最深的那个秘密的，在这种紧密关系里。
If you love someone greatly, you don't hold anything back.
就是如果你真的深爱一个人的话，你不会对他有所隐瞒，会把你心里所有的告诉他。
You don't reserve anything, because if love doesn't show reserve.
就是你不会保留什么事情，因为爱是没有毫无保留的。
And the Father loves the Son.
父爱子。
And holds nothing back.
所以他对子来而言不保留任何东西。
And the Father shares everything with the Son.
所以父把他所有的一切都跟子来分享。
And shows him everything that he does, it says there.
所以这里面说他把他所做的一切事指给他看。
The Lord Jesus too, when he prays to the Father, he expresses everything that he couldn't express to his disciples, he's able to express to his Father.
所以子也是这样，当他在赞美神敬拜神的时候，他也把他心里所有的一切向父说，他有些他都不能跟他的门徒说，但他可以跟他的父说。
And it says here the Father shows him everything that he does so that he's equal with the Father in knowledge.
对，所以在 就像这里说的，父把他一切都给子看了，所以在知识上父和子是同等的。
And then he says he goes on to say yes,And to your amazement, he will show him even greater things than these.
而且他还说是的，还要将比这更大的事指给他看，叫你们稀奇。
Notice that the greater things than healing of a lame man at the pool or healing the nobleman's son from a distance. Those are amazing things.
这就是比这个医治这个毕士大池子这个瘫痪的人。更大的事，也比治好这个大臣的儿子更大的事。
But he says here, I'm going to show you greater things. The Father, he says, the Father will show him greater things than these.
就这里面说会比父会指给我比这更大的事。
There are a number more signs that come up in the book of John.
也就是说，在约翰福音后面还会有更大的神迹出来。
We've had three signs, now we're going to have four more.
对，我们还有四个神迹在后面。
And one of them is going to include the resurrection.
对，其中
the last one is the resurrection of Lazarus.
最后一个就是拉萨路死里复活。
And so, but also, we might say an even more, a greater miracle rather, is when the Lord Jesus himself was raised from the dead himself.
而且远比这些都更大的一个神迹，就是主自己从死里复活。
The resurrection of Lazarus was, you might say, resuscitation or putting new life. It wasn't new life; it was restoring life.
就是拉萨路的死里复活的，他不是一个创造了新的生命，他只是把原来那个生命恢复过来，就是原来这个肉身的这个生命恢复过来。
When the Lord Jesus rose from the dead, that was resurrected life.
那主的那个复活，他那个是复活的生命。
He is now not in an earthly body, he's in a glorified body.
他复活以后，他就没有一个地上的身体了，他是有一个天上的荣耀的身体。
Lazarus was restored to his earthly life.
拉萨路只是恢复了他地上的那个肉身。
His earthly body.
他的地上的。
But the Lord Jesus is now in heaven in a glorified body.
但是主呢，他复活以后，现在是在天上，是在他那个荣耀的身体里面。
And then the resurrection, you and I, we're not just going to be raised with bodies like this.
就是我们将来和主一样复活的时候，不是回到我们现在这个肉身里来。
We're going to be raised so that we're made like His glorious body.
而是我们跟他一样，在天上有那荣耀的身体。
Jeet and I were talking earlier, and Jeet said that, you know, some people they think, oh, I don't want to go to heaven, that's boring.
然后他说，他和Jeet在前面聊天的时候，就是有些人说他们不想去天堂，因为那很无聊。
Well, the only way you can explore space now is if you have special provision. You need a rocket, you need a spacesuit. You have to bring Earth's atmosphere with you and food and everything.
就现在我们人如果要探索宇宙的话呢，我们必须有一些装备，比如说我们要有火箭，我们要有那个这个太空服，那么还要带上水啊，带上食物。
And Jeet was saying, we'll be able to explore the universe. Think of all the things that God has made. A limitless universe.
但是当我们以后复活以后呢，我们可以探索这个神造的宇宙是完全没有限制的，随便想去哪去哪。
We won't need spacesuits. We'll have glorified bodies.
我们不需要太空服了，因为我们有一个不会朽坏的荣耀的身体。
And Jeet and I would like to invite you to an excursion. Because we're going to go, I don't know, Jeet hasn't told me exactly where we're going, but he's got a couple of plans that I'm sure you're going to be excited about.
Jeet 邀请大家一起跟他到时候去探索宇宙，虽然他没有告诉大家去哪里，但是他心里应该有个计划。
He's as the tour director of the universe.
他是我们的那个宇宙的导游。
But with those glorified bodies.
对，但是只能在那个荣耀的身体里面。
So the Lord Jesus, he's saying that here, he says, yes, to your amazement, he will show him even greater things than these.
所以这里面主说，要叫你们稀奇，因为会有比这更大的事。
Now, as he's talking about the resurrection,
所以这里面他讲的是
verse 21,
21节讲的是复活的事。
Note that he picks up the subject again in verses 28 and 29. The arguments of the Lord here in showing his equality with the Father, they're kind of like a tapestry. They're interwoven, and you find colors weaving, coming out in another place, like a tapestry. That, like a rug, like a weaving.
就是那个毯子那样。
就是交织，就是它这里面这几个观点是互相交织起来的。
Yeah. And so in verses 28 and 29, they're connected with what we're looking at in verse 21. He says,
所以28、29和21讲的是同一个那个点。
Yes, verse 21. Do not be amazed at this, for a time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done good will rise to live, and those who have done evil will rise to be condemned.
你们不要把这事看作稀奇，时候要到，凡在坟墓里的都要听见他的声音就出来，行善的复活得生，作恶的复活定罪。
There are two resurrections.
所以这里有两个复活。
The first resurrection, are those, that are Christ when he comes.
第一次就是我们在主里的人，主再来的时候我们就复活。
The second resurrection, now the first resurrection there's a number of different parties that are take part of the first resurrection.
就是即使在第一次复活里面呢，也是有不同的顺序的。
The first resurrection are the Old Testament saints, the church. They come. Yeah.
对，第一批的就是那个旧约里面的信徒，然后是教会。
After the tribulation, there is the tribulation saints that are resurrected.
对，然后就是在灾难里的那些信徒，他们也会复活。
And then there, so that is the first resurrection. There, even though it takes place in two different times, it all is the first resurrection.
就这第这三批人呢，他们虽然是时间不同，但他们都属于第一批的复活。
The second resurrection of the resurrection of the dead to be judged.
第二次的复活呢，就是死人都要在神的面神的大宝座面前受审判。
And that takes place at the end of time.
这就是在时间的末了的时候。
So, but we read here about the Lord Jesus in verse 21. Just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, even so the Son gives life to whom he is pleased to give it. So there, he's equal in resurrecting power.
21节讲的就是他在复活的能力上是和父同等的。
The Father can raise the dead, the Son can raise the dead.
父可以让死人复活，子也可以。
He's making himself equal with the Father here.
在这一点上，子和父是同等的。
And, if we look, we see that the, resurrection is a function of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Let's look at Galatians 1 and 1.
我们看一下加拉太书的一章一节。
Galatians 1 and 1. Paul, an apostle, sent not from man nor by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead. So there we see God the Father raising the Son from the dead.
这里面就提到，一章也提到，就是叫他从死里复活的父神。
Now Romans 1.
然后罗马书的一章。
And verse 4.
四节。
I'm in 1 Corinthians, so I was wondering why I couldn't find the verse. So, we read here in verse 4. And who through the Spirit of holiness was declared with power to be the Son of God by his resurrection from the dead.
这里面就提到了圣灵，他说按圣善的灵说，因从死里复活，
以
大能显明是神的儿子。
Here the Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of holiness. It's the same term.
所以这里面提到圣灵，他叫他圣善的灵。
And, so the Holy Spirit is the one who resurrected the Lord Jesus as well. Now, for confirmation of that, look at chapter 8 and verse 11.
第八节，不，第八章十一节，再来确认一下这个观点，就是圣灵也参与在让子死里复活当中。
This confirms that the Holy Spirit had part in the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
这一节也是再次的证明，就是在主死里复活里面，圣灵也是参与其中的。
And so the first part of that verse. And if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who lives in you.
所以他的前半段就是讲到是从死里复活者的灵，就是这个圣灵是参与在其中的。
So God the Father raised him from the dead and it was through the Spirit.
所以父让子从死里复活是通过圣灵完成的。
And then we read about the Son.
然后我们再看看那个圣子。
The Son has life in himself, resurrected life. John chapter 2.
我们看到那个约翰福音二章。
And verse 19.
十九节。
We've already looked at that, but... He told the Jews, he said, you're going to destroy this temple. That is the temple of his body. Mm-hmm. We read that in verse 21, he explains it. Mm-hmm. You destroy this temple. I will raise it up again. I will raise it again in 3 days.
就这节里面主是在对犹太人说，他说你们要拆毁这殿，这殿就是指他的身体而言的，这是在二十一节里面提到的。他说我三日内要再建立起来。
And then in John chapter 10, verses 17 and 18.
再看看约翰福音十章的十七节和十八节。
We have very clearly the Lord's statement concerning his own resurrection. John 10, verse 17 and 18.
十七十八这两节呢就写得非常清楚，就是子他自己是有那个复活的生命在里面的。
The reason my Father loves me, he says, that I lay down my life only to take it up again.
他说，我父爱我，因我将命舍去，好再取回来。
No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father.
十八节。
So the Lord Jesus has the resurrecting power. So equality with the Father.
所以这里面就证明子父圣子他自己有复活的这个能力，是和父是同等的。
Now he demonstrated that power by raising different people from the dead.
他怎么把自己这个能力显明出来呢？就是他在世上的时候也让几个人从死里复活了。
He raised a young man from the dead.
我们记得那个寡妇的儿子。
He raised a little girl from the dead.
还有那个管会堂的那个人的女儿。
But the most public example was when he raised Lazarus from the dead.
然后最公开的一个例子就是让拉撒路从死里复活。
And Lazarus, as everybody knew, was 4 days in the grave.
每个人都知道拉撒路在坟墓里已经待了四天了。
That he was already, his body was decaying.
他的身体已经腐烂了。
The Lord Jesus not only restored the body, but raised it to life.
就是主不但恢复他的身体，还让他活过来。
And it was Lazarus lived very close to Jerusalem.
因为拉撒路住的那个地方跟耶路撒冷很近。
He was probably very well known in Jerusalem.
所以耶路撒冷的人可能对他都比较熟悉。
He lived at Bethany, which is a suburb of Jerusalem.
他住的那个伯大。
This was such,
就是耶路撒冷的郊区吧。
This was such a public miracle that nobody could deny it.
然后这样的一个神迹是没有人能够抵赖的。
And so what the Jews tried to do, they were going to kill Lazarus too, so that they could remove the proof of the fact that he was equal with the Father.
所以因此犹太人就想连拉撒路也杀了，这样可以把这个证据给杀了，因为这个证据表明子和父是同等的。
John chapter 12 verse 10.
我们看到约翰福音十二章十节。
Or verse 9.
九节十节。
It says, meanwhile, a large crowd of Jews found out that Jesus was there and came not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he'd raised from the dead.
这是第九节。犹太人知道耶稣在那里坐着，不单是为耶稣的缘故，也是要看他从死里所复活的拉撒路。
So the chief priests made plans to kill Lazarus as well, for on account of him, many of the Jews were going over to Jesus and putting their faith in him.
所以但祭司长商议，连拉撒路也要杀了，因有好些犹太人为拉撒路的缘故回去信了耶稣。
So they rejected this truth.
所以他们拒绝这样的真理。
Because this demonstrated that he was equal with the Father in resurrecting power.
因为这个神迹呢，就证明子在复活的能力上是和父同等的。
Now, also, we read there in verse 22.
然后我们在二十二节也继续再讲这一点。
That he was equal in judging.
在22节讲的是指在审判这件事情和父是同等的。
Back to John chapter 5 and verse 22.
我们还回到约翰福音5章22节。
Moreover, the Father judges no one, but has entrusted all judgment to the Son.
他说父不审判什么人，乃将审判的事全交于子。
This is remarkable because, the Jews, they believed that God was the judge of all.
这个是很令人惊奇的，因为犹太人都知道这个天父是要审判的。
But here the Lord Jesus is making a very, very powerful statement.
在这里面，就圣子就给了一个强有力的论据。
That God the Father has actually delegated the authority to be the judge of the world to the Son.
就这里面他声明，就是天父把审判全地的这个权柄，就是授予给了圣子。
And what he was claiming was he stood before those Jews, was saying, I'm going to be your judge someday as you are judging me.
对，就相当于他在犹太人面前说，有一天我是要来审判你们的，结果你们现在来在审判我。
Now, let's read from verse 27 down to the end of verse 30 again.
然后我们在27一直到30节这里面讲的都是这个意思。
And we pick up this tapestry again. We see the colors coming out.
对，我们又看到这个毯子的这个颜色又重复出现了，就这个观点又在
Where he weaves these truths together.
对，我们就把这些真理都交织在一起。
He says there in verse 27, and he has given him authority to judge because he is the Son of Man.
所以27就说，并且因为他是人子，就赐给他行审判的权柄。
That's an interesting statement because people think that the invisible God is going to judge them someday.
这是一个非常有趣的观点，因为人都认为那个看不见的神有一天会审判人。
But the invisible God has delegated the authority to judge to the one who appeared in the world.
但是这个看不见的神呢，他把这个审判的权柄呢，授予给了这个就在你面前的这个活生生的人。
He came as a man.
就他是以人形来的。
So he could understand the human condition.
所以他能够明白人所处的这个境况。
Not only could he understand our problems firsthand.
不仅他能够明白我们所处的，就是我们面临的困难，而且是这第一手的资料。
Because if God was going to be our judge, one, we could have an argument and say, but you don't know what it's like to be me.
因为如果是那看不见的神，他有一天审判我们的时候呢，我们会说，哎，你不明白我有多难。
But he became man and suffered in every point like as us. Was tempted in every point, yet without sin.
但是呢，圣子他活在地上走了一遭，我们所遭遇的所有的这个患难他都经历了，所以他能够明白我们所有所经历的。
He understands our human condition.
对，所以他明白我们作为人的一个境况。
And so, the authority to judge man was given to the Son of Man.
所以他审判人的这个权柄呢，正是因为他是道成肉身的人子而来的。
And the Son of Man is a title in the Old Testament that is given to God Himself.
Son of Man. 这个 title 是指在旧约里是仅仅是指神的。
Yeah. So here He reveals Himself as the Son of Man.
所以在这里他启示给人说，他就是那个人子。
The Son of Man who was subject to the Father.
就他这个人子呢，是全然交托给神的。
And so, in verse 28, we'll read down to verse 30 again. Do not be amazed at this, for the time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done good will rise to live. Those who have done evil will rise to be condemned.
所以我们再读一遍28和29节。
And before I comment on verse 30, I'd like to just comment a moment on verse
29.
It sounds like salvation depends on works.
这句话 看上去好像是说救恩是基于行为的。
Salvation does not depend on works. Salvation is a gift, very clearly in the scriptures.
但是呢，但是救恩不是基于行为的，它是一个免费的礼物。
But judgment is based upon works.
但是审判是根据行为来的。
Everyone's going to be judged according to what they have done in the flesh.
每个人都是根据他在肉身里面所做的事情来审判的。
So what he's talking about is judgment here, not salvation.
所以这里面谈的是审判，不是救恩。
Those that are saved, they do good works.
就得救的人，他就一定会做好事。
Good works follow salvation.
就是好行为是在救恩以后自然会出来的。
Not perfect works.
但当然不是完美的这个行为。
But we try to follow Christ. We try to do what is right.
但是我们是努力想要跟随耶稣，想要去做好行为的。
And so God looks at those works done in Christ as good works.
所以神在耶稣里面看我们所做这些事情，就都是好行为。
So when we talk about works, we're talking about God judging the works, and that's what we're talking about judging here.
但这里面讲的是神最后的对神对人的行为的审判。
Again, salvation is a gift, not by works.
所以我们再强调一下，救恩是一个礼物，不是通过行为来换取的。
That's very plain in the scriptures, isn't it?
圣经里面关于这一点已经讲得非常清楚了。
So in verse 30, he says, "By myself, I can do nothing."
三十节说凭我凭自己不能做什么。
Even though all judgment has been committed to the Son, he does not judge by himself. He is one with God in his judgment.
就即使审判的权柄都已经全然授予给了圣子，圣子也不凭自己的意志去做，他还是和父是合一的。
Just because that His judgment is as a delegated authority from the Father does not mean that he's going to act independently.
所以并不是会因为这个权柄是父已经全权授予给了他，他就完全独立的在行使这个权利。
His judgment is true and just.
所以他的审判是公正的，是真实的。
As he says there, I judge only as I hear, and my judgment is just.For I seek not to please myself, but him who sent me.
所以他说我的审判也是公平的，因为我不求自己的意思，只求那差我来者的意思。
So his judgment is the same, it's one with the Father and with the Spirit.
所以他的审判是和圣父和圣灵的意思是一致的。
And so, A condition of a judge, or one of the conditions of the Lord Jesus to be a judge is that his qualification, rather, is that he must have perfect knowledge of, perfect knowledge, and he must have perfect righteousness. Romans chapter 2.
就关于圣子能够有这个审判的权柄的一个前提条件呢，就是圣子他是要合格的，是在哪方面合格？是在他的知识和他的公义上面，他都是完全合格的。在罗马书
二章
，and verse sixteen, we read about the judgment.And which will take place on the day when God will judge men's secrets through Jesus Christ, as my gospel declares.
就在神借耶稣基督审判人隐秘事的日子，照着我的福音所言。
And so there we see that the Lord Jesus is the righteous one, and he's going to judge people's secrets. God will judge them through Jesus Christ.
就这里面提到。几点？一个是神是借着耶稣基督审判，而且耶稣基督呢是那个公义的神，他是要审判人的隐秘事。
And that ties back into verse 22 of chapter 5, where it says, "God, the Father judges no one, but has left all judgment to the Son."
所以这一节呢是和约翰福音五章的二十二节是相关联的。
But they are absolutely one in their verdict.
所以在他们在这一点上是完全合一的。
I wonder, maybe we have time, I think, today. We might look at the various judgments in the scriptures. There's three judgments, so there's maybe more, but three main judgments anyway.
我们今天可能有点时间，我们可以来看一下圣经里面提到的三种不同的审判。
And I might point out at this point that all judgments are yet future. God has not judged anyone, or God has not brought judgment on a yet to the earth.
首先我们要提到一点，就是所有的审判都是将来要发生的事，截止目前为止，父没有在这个地上审判过任何一个人。
The only place God brought judgment to the earth is in the flood. It was where Noah came through the flood.
唯一的一次就是在挪亚的大洪水那一次。
So the world would have a new beginning.
因为审判以后，世界就重新开始了。
But that was not a final judgment.
但那个不是最终的审判。
Those souls that perished before the flood are waiting the final judgment.
那些在大洪水里死的人也依然现在等待最后的审判。
Sodom and Gomorrah was judged, but that's not the final judgment.
索多玛和那个俄摩拉他们被审判，但那也不是最终的审判。
The final judgment will come in the future.
最终的审判是要在将来才来的。
But there was one judgment that has set the basis for God's righteousness. And that was the judgment when the Lord Jesus was judged for your sins on mine upon the cross of Calvary.
有一次的审判是奠定了所有审判的基础，这个就是主在十字架上为我们的罪所受的那次审判。
If Christ had never died and rose again, we would all be guilty before God's judgment seat.
如果主那没在十字架上死并且复活的话，我们所有人在天父的审判台前都是会被定罪的。
But because God judged man's sins on the Lord Jesus on the cross in those three awful hours of darkness.
正是因为父在十字架上那个三个黑暗的小时里面把人类所有的罪都放在主的身上审判过了。
God provided a way whereby a universal guilt of mankind that anyone could be saved simply by believing.
所以因为这样的审判，所以父就提供了一个道路，让我们所有在这地上有罪的人都可以借着信能够得到赦免。
And the judgment of God now is if your name is written in the book of God, book of life, or whether it's not.
所以现在呢，将来的审判就变成你的名字在那个生命册上还不在生命册上的问题了。
It has nothing to do with our works because all our works are like filthy rags.
像肮脏的吗？
就是这个审判不是取决于我们的行为，因为人的义在神眼里看来都是肮脏的抹布。
We're all guilty before God.
因为我们在神面前都是有罪的。
All have sinned and come short of God's glory.
所以我们所有的罪都是亏缺了神的荣耀。
But the Lord laid on him all our sin.
但是神把我们所有的罪都放在了主的身上。
So that those that believe in the Lord Jesus are completely and utterly and foreverly forgiven.
所以那些信主的人呢，他就永远的、完全的被赦免了。
And will never come before God's judgment.
我们再也不会遭受神的审判了。
But he passed from death to life. We find that a little bit later on here.
对，就像圣经说，我们就出死入生了。
And so, what judgment then does a Christian have?
那我们基督徒所受的审判是什么样的审判呢？
Our judgment is past.
因为我们的审判，就罪的审判已经过去了。
For the judgment of the world, it's yet future.
但是对这个罪恶的世界的审判，将来还会再有。
It's going to come.
还会来的。
It's going to come surely as night comes today.
就像夜晚一定会来的那样确定，这个审判也会来的。
Judgment will come.
最终审判会的。
It can't be avoided.
绝对不可避免。
And so, but for the Christian, all we look forward to is the judgment seat of Christ.
那我们基督徒所盼望的呢，是在主的宝座前的审判。
And what is that? What kind of judgment is that?
那是一个什么样的审判呢？
For reward.
It's
reward.
Rewards.
这是一个奖赏的审判。
It's the time we get our medals.
对，就是我们得着那个勋章那个奖牌的那个审判。
It's the time we get thanks for what we've done from the Lord.
这就是神为了奖励我们为主所做的一切所给我们的那个奖赏的审判。
It's a time of positive. It's plus.
对，它这个是往上加的，它不是减的，而且它是正向的。
It says everyone is going to get some praise from God.
每个人都会从神那里得到一些奖赏，一些赞美。
And no matter what kind of sinner you were, God has forgotten your sins.
不管你在曾经是一个什么样的罪人，神都已经忘记你的所有的罪了。
And the least little thing you've done for Christ will have a reward.
然后你为主所做的哪怕一丁点的小事，你都会因此得到奖赏。
Let's look at a couple of verses then that talk about the judgment seat of Christ. There is a solemn side to it, though.
我们来看一下这个在基督台前的审判是怎么样一个审判。
Second Corinthians 5 and 10.
哥林多后书的五章十节。哥林多后书五章十节。
The word, verse 10.
十节。
For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来。
That each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad.
叫个人按着本身所行的，或善或恶受报。
Now, another scripture we're going to look at will explain that.
我们再看另外一节经文，可以解释这句经文。
We may receive something. Notice, whether done good or bad.
所以这里看或。或善或恶，总要得到一些什么。
That's now the judgment seat of Christ. That is a particular term in the Greek.
哦，在基督台前的审判，它在希腊文里面是一个确定的词，它是一个特有的词。
The word is a bima in the Greek.
哦，在希腊文里就叫 bima 这个词。
And it doesn't mean the same as a judge sitting on.Judgment for a criminal.
哦，但这个是跟那个作为一个罪犯在法官面前那个审判那个词是不一样的。
The scriptures say that there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus.
所以圣经里面说，在耶稣基督里的就不再定罪了。
Isn't that a wonderful statement?
这是不是一个非常好的句子？
As you say, the world is looking for judgment to come in the future.We see the judgment in the past upon Christ.
这个世界呢，他在看，他等待的是一个将来要来的审判。但是我们看到的审判是已经过去的，主在十字架上替我们受的那个审判。
And all the wrath and anger of God against sin was absorbed by Jesus upon the cross.
所有神在公义里的那个愤怒，都是主耶稣在十字架上替我们扛了。
No condemnation for us.
我们就没有。
Now I want to turn to 1 Corinthians now. 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
我们再看看哥林多前书的第三章。
And verses 10 to 15.
十到十五节。
We'll get Yan Ling to read those verses.
Okay, 我给大家读一下。我照神所给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头立好了根基。有别人在上面建造，只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造，因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。若有人用金银宝石草木和结在这根基上建造，个人的工程必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来，有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程怎样。 人在那根基上所建造的工程若存得住，他就要得赏赐。人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救。虽然得救，乃像从火里经过的一样。
So here we see very plainly, the judgment seat of Christ. What we're talking about, is building as Paul built, we also build.
所以这里面讲的这五节讲的就是基督台前的审判，写的非常清楚了。因为我们在基督里就是在建房子，保罗建房子，我们也建。
We have good works that God wants us to perform for Him.
对，主希望我们能够有好行为。
And as we believe in the Lord Jesus and we work for Him, we're building with gold, silver, and precious stones.
当我们信主，然后我们为他做好事的时候呢，就像用金银宝石在建房子。
We're building His kingdom.
对，我们在建他的国。
And as you use your gift to encourage others and to bring the gospel to others, what you're doing is you're using Christ, which is permanent life. And it's likened to the example of gold and silver and precious stones, those things that last and have value.
就当你用神给你的恩赐去鼓励别人，去把福音给别人的时候呢，你实际上就是在用主的那个生命去建造别人，因为主的那个生命就是像金银宝石这样，它是可以永远持续的。
See, Paul is writing here to believers.
所以这里面就那个这个是写给基督徒的，是给写给信徒的。
An unbeliever can't build in God's kingdom.
不信主的人是不能建造神的国的。
But he says,You know, you can build and use materials that won't survive the fire.
他说你可以用那些，你也可以用那些在火一烧就没有了那些材料来建。
Wood, hay, straw. Fire comes and burns them, consumes them.
就是草木和秸，火一烧就没有了。
They won't last.
它就不能那个存续的。
Because.At the judgment seat of Christ, everything that's done for self, because that's wood, hay, and stubble is what I do for myself. If I invest only in my own life and my own interests, there's nothing in it for God. That will all be burned up.So he says the day is going to declare it. What day is that? The day of Christ.
所以在这里面就是说那一日就要显明是哪一天呢？就是在那个基督台前审判的那一天。
And the fire is going to test the quality of each person's work. And if what he has built survives, wood, hay, and stubble won't, he will receive a reward.
所以他这火呢要试验个人工程的质量怎么样，如果那个人在根基上所建造的工程存得住呢，他就要得赏赐。
But if it's burned up, he suffers loss, doesn't he?
对，如果他被烧了呢，那他就要受亏损。
So make sure what you're building is of eternal value.
所以确保我们每个人建造的那个材料都是有永恒的价值的。
Are you living for Christ is the question there.
对，就是你是不是在为主而活呢？
And even a cup of water given in the name of Christ will have a reward.
圣经里面说，就是你因那耶稣基督的名给人一杯水喝，都是要得赏赐的。
We do that out of the love of Christ for someone perishing. We give them some water.
对，我们是出于对主的爱，给那些将要灭亡的人一杯水。
And that reward is eternal and will never fade.
这样的赏赐呢是会存到永远。
But said if a person only lives for themselves, everything's going to be burned up, but they'll be saved. They'll be in heaven.
他做的一切都是为了自己，那他的工程会被烧了，但他自己还是会得救的。
And they may not be allowed to come on Jeet's excursion.
但他可能就不能被许可去参加那个Jeet的那个这个旅行
啊。 The Bharti Tour Company. Okay. But then there'll be the judgment of the nations we read about at the end of the tribulation period.
后期做的.
The nations will be judged according to how they treated the Jews during the tribulation.
那这各国呢, 是要按照他们在大灾难的时候, 是他们是怎么对待犹太人的表现来审判的.
That's when Jesus separates the sheep from the goats.
这就是主说, 他要把山羊和绵羊分开.
And those that have treated the Jews well, his brothers, they're going to go on into the Millennium, thousand-year reign of Christ.
他对犹太人好, 把他们当成兄弟那样的人呢, 他们就可以进到千禧年里面。
And then we talk about the final judgment as well.
然后我们现在在谈那个最终的那个审判。
It's called the Great White Throne Judgment.
就是白色大宝座前的审判。
And the dead, small and great, are going to stand before the throne.
所有的死人。 无论大小,
the earth is, the, all those that are in the graves are going to come forward. That's the last resurrection. And those that are in the sea are going to come forward.
在海里的死人,
and those that were cremated and their smoke goes up into the sky or wherever it's fallen, their ashes are going to be gathered together and stand before God.
空中最后他们都会聚集起来,
and all the books are going to be opened. And every event in the universe has been recorded there, and everybody's life is going to be opened up. And the dead are going to be judged according to the things that are in the book.
然后每个死人都要按照他这个册子上记录的这些事情来审判。
Even their thoughts are going to be recorded.
他们所思所想的。
And the motives, why they did things.
他们的动机, 他们做事情的目的都会显明出来。
And all the religious people that are there, that outwardly they were so religious, but inwardly they did it only because to please others.
然后那些宗教人士, 他们
表面看上去很敬虔，但他做这一切事情都是为了取悦人的那个动机，那里头那个东西都会显出来。Another book is going to be opened.
另外一本书就会也会被打开。It's
the Lamb's Book of Life.
这就是羔羊的生命册。And
if their name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, they're cast into the lake of fire.
那些名字不在羔羊生命册上的人就会被扔到火湖里。That's
the final judgment.
这就是最终的审判。
Meanwhile, we're on Bharti tours.
但与此同时呢, 我们在Bharti的这个旅行团里面。
Sign up early.
早一点报名吧。
To get a good place.
要得个好位置。
I'm his agent, by the way.
我就是那个代理人。
Okay, then we should go hurry on here. Verse 23. The result of the fact that he is judge of all the earth and has had that committed to him, the result of that is everyone should honor him as the Father is honored. That's the fifth thing. He's equal in honor.
对, 尊敬他,
so the four, what we've talked about so far is that he is God, he's equal with God, and he should be honored as God.
我们讨论到现在都得出一个结论，就是子就是神，他和父是同等的，他配得我们的尊敬。
And he goes on and finishes that, he who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him.
所以这里面说，不尊敬子的，就是不尊敬差子来的父。He's
telling those Jews, if you don't honor me, you're not honoring God. That's a powerful statement.
这也是一个很有力的一句话，就是讲给那些犹太人听的。说如果你不尊敬我的话呢，你就是不尊敬父了。
And then in verse 24 and verse 25, we see him equal in regeneration, which is different from resurrection.
这个24、25节讲的是哪一点呢？是在赐生命、赐新生命的这个能力上，赐和复是同等的，这个和复活不是一回事。Resurrection
is raising of the body.
复活是指身体的那个再造。
Regeneration is giving new life in the spirit.
赐生命呢是说给你一个新的生命。
When you believe in the Lord Jesus, you are regenerated. You get a new life.
就是你当你信主了以后，你就重生了，你得到了一个新的生命。
At the same time, you have the promise of a resurrection, a glorified body, but it doesn't come right away.
就是你重生的同时，你得到了一个应许，就是将来有一天你会有一个复活的身体。
So verses 20, and he not only can give life, but this regenerated life, this is the very life of God that he is imparting. It's not just human life, it's God's life, his life.
他这里面说的这个给你的这个新生命，不是人的生命，是从神而来的生命。
And he gives that life to those who are facing judgment and dying, death.
他给那些将要面临神的审判，而且要死的那些人，这样。
So he says there in verse 24 and 25, I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life.
所以24说，我实实在在的告诉你们，那听我话又信差我来者的，就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。What
a narrow gap there is between death and life.
在生死之间，那个界限是多么窄呀，其实。
But that narrow gap, it might as well be 1,000,000 miles wide.
但这个界限有可能是像有百万公里那么宽啊。Because
a dead body cannot bring life to itself.
因为一个死的身体是不可能自己到活那里去的。
And we who are dead in our sins, the Bible says, we are unable to help ourselves.
圣经里面说我们是 是罪人，我们是死的，我们自己不能让自己活过来。
But there's no way we can save ourselves.
我们自己没有办法救自己啊。We're
moving more and step until, step by step until our physical bodies die, and then we're in a hopeless situation facing judgment.
我们所做的就是我们在一步一步的走向身体的死亡，以至于最后要面临那个最终的审判。
But God has spoken through His Son.
但是神天父通过圣子说话。
And if we hear His word and believe in God, immediately that wall between death and life is crossed over immediately.
所以在这里，神就告诉我们：你只要你信主，你一下子，一秒钟，你就从死变成生了。How
can that be?
这是怎么才能？
You see, the word of God was given through men by the Spirit of God.
所以这个从父神来的话呢，是从圣灵来的。
And that word, this written word, still has power and life-giving qualities by the Spirit, because it's given by the Spirit.
所以这个从圣灵呼出的话呢，至今依然有能力。
And it says, he who hears my word, what is his word?
在这里面说，那听我的话的，他的话是什么呢？
His word is, if you believe in me, you have everlasting life.
这个话就是你只要信我，你就有永生。
Of course, that believing in him means believing in all his work that he will do on Calvary's cross in satisfying God's righteousness.
这里说信主是信什么？就是信他在哥哥他山十字架上所做的一切的功已经偿付了我们所有罪的代价。
So notice that what it says in verse 24, that whoever hears my word, believes him and has sent me, has eternal life. It's a present possession immediately upon believing that eternal life is given.
这里说，那听我话又信差我来者的就有永生。这里的有永生是一个现在时，就是马上你就有永生了。
And he says over there, never be condemned, but has already crossed over that gap out of death into life.
然后不至于定罪，而且是已经这个出死入生，这个已经是过去了，就是完成了。你信那一刻就出死入生了。
And so in verse 25, I tell you the truth, the time is coming and has now come when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God and those who hear will live. Now he's talking about the future resurrection.
25节讲的就是他将来的那个复活，就是死，现在就是的，死人要听见神儿子的声音，听见的人就要活了。
Because those who are dead, that's referring to their bodies, but they are living spiritually and they'll hear.They'll hear his voice when he comes.
这个里面讲的死人是指他身体是死的，但是他的灵是活的。他一听到圣子的声音呢，他就能够复活了。
And so, they will hear and believe, and they will be raised when he comes. That's the first resurrection. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, we read there. The Lord himself. Oh, sorry.
这里面讲的复活是指第一次的复活，就是圣徒的复活，是在帖塞罗尼迦前书四章里面讲
的。It says there, 1 Thessalonians 4:13-18, it says, For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and of the trumpet of God. The dead in Christ are going to be raised first.Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we shall ever be with the Lord.
这就是帖塞罗尼迦前书四章十三到十八节讲的，就是有一天主会来，他在空中，然后有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响，那些在基督里已经死的人，他先复活，然后。那时候地上还活着的基督徒都会被活着被提到云里和主相遇。
And that's what he's referring to in verse 25.
就是这现在这篇前书的四章这几节讲的就是
of John 5.
约翰福音五章二十五节的事情。
The time is coming, he says, and now has come, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear.Will live.
就是时候将到，现在就是了。死人要听见神儿子的声音，听见。
And then we have our last point.
然后我们这是七点里面的讲到要讲的最后一点啊。
Here he claims in verse 26 that he's equal in self-existence.
他在自有永永这件事情上是和父同等的。
And verse 26, it says, For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself.
因为父怎样在自己有生命，就赐给他儿子也照样在自己有生命。26节，五章二十六节。
You and I don't have life in ourselves.
是，你和我，我们里头是没有生命的。
That's evident because of all the graveyards that we find around every city,The people live in their graveyards because that their lives end.
因为每一个城市都有那个坟墓啊，这个坟墓就是一个有力的证据，证明我们里面是没有生命的，我们每个人都要死的。
You might say we're born to die.
你可以这么说，我们生下来就是为了死的。
We have a brief existence.
我们只有短暂的存在时间。
And life is not ours.
生命不是我们的。
But Christ says, as he says here in verse 26, for as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself.
因为父怎样在自己有生命，就赐给他儿子也照样在自己有生命。
And as having life in himself, like the Father, he is the source of all life.
就像子在自己里面有生命，像父一样在自己有生命一样，他是所有生命的源头。
John chapter 1 verse 4.
约翰福音一章四节。
In him was life. And that life was the light of men.
生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
In him alone is life. So he's equal to the Father in those seven different things. Equal, equal in working with the Father.
我们再总结一下这七点。第一个就是他在工作上做事上是和父同等的。
Because the Father loved him, he reveals everything to him, so he's equal in knowledge. God the Father holds nothing back from the Son.
还有就是在他知识上和父同等，因为父把一切的事都显明给他看。
He's equal in resurrection power.
在复活的能力上，父子和父是同等的。
He's equal in judging.
在审判上是同等的。
Therefore, he's equal in honor.
对，然后在受人尊敬上是同等的。
He's equal in imparting life, in regenerating.
再就是赐人新生命上是同等的。
And he's equal in the fact that he has life in himself, self-existent.
还有就是他是自由有勇，就是他是生命的本身，他是赐生命的那个主。
He doesn't owe his existence to any other, because he's God himself.
他的生命不取决于任何其他的东西，他自己就是生命。
So that sevenfold argument to the Jews that day.
所以那一天在犹太人的面前，主摆了这个七个证据。
It should have convinced them beyond any doubt that this was the Son of God.
主要劝服那些犹太人，如果你有任何疑问的话，这七点足以能够打消你所有的疑问。
God manifest in the flesh.
神在人道成肉身显明给我们看。
But they willfully rebelled against that truth and so doomed themselves and their nation.
但是这些犹太人他们是在自己的主观意志里面自由意志里面选择不要神，那就决定了他们将来的命运。
The Jewish people have suffered for 2,000 years as a result of that.
这些犹太人就因此已经受了两千年的苦了。
They said to Pilate, let his blood be upon us and on our children.
他们对比拉多说，让这个人的血归在我和我们的子孙身上。
And those poor people, they've been hounded in every place they've ever gone.
从此他们就在万国之中被抛来抛去。
But one day the Lord is going to exalt that nation.
但有一天主会救以色列人全家。
To the blessing of all us Gentiles.
为了我们所有外邦人的祝福。
I shouldn't say us. We're different. We're the church of God.
他不应该说是我们和他得到一样的祝福，因为我们是教会，我们是神的新主的新娘。
We have the language and culture of Gentiles, but we have a heavenly purpose and a heavenly home.
我们在文化上说，身份上说我们是外邦人，但是我们是有一个属天的身份，属天的使命的。
Next, Lord willing, we're going to look at a fivefold witness that the Lord Jesus adds to the sevenfold equality with the Father. He said there are witnesses, not just my witness, he says.
所以下一次如果主许可呢，我们会再讲主提出的五个见证，就是对他的身份的见证，是在这七点合一的这个基础上再讲五个见证。
See, he's been giving us his own witness here, hasn't he?
他在这里已经给了他自己。
So in verse 31 it says, If I testify about myself, my testimony is not valid.
他说我若为自己做见证，我的见证就不真。就前面这个七点已经是他自己为自己做见证了。
And so you can read ahead now, because in about 2 months from now, we're going to go into this. Once Joe isn't going to carry on in Book of John.
但我们要讲到这五点见证，可要两个月以后了，因为这两个月当中是由 Joe Reese 来讲课，他会讲他自己的东西。
Joe will take us in a different direction, I'm sure.
对，他会讲的跟这个不一样。
We'll be on a Joe Reese tour.
我们现在要跟着这个 Joe Reese 旅行团去旅行了。
So about 2 months from now.
对，有两个月以后，我们再。
We will look at his fivefold testimony. Not just his own testimony.
两个月以后我们再来看，就是除了他自己做的见证以外，其他的五个，第三方的见证。
And we'll ask our brother Jude if he would send us away home.
让
Our loving Father, we thank thee that thou dost tour thy children through thy word. And Lord, we are amazed each time we study and look into it.
There is so much that we don't know, and there's so much that we don't understand. But we know that when we get to heaven, when we be with our Lord and Savior, we know that He will reveal to us all things. And what things that will open our eyes and this understanding that He will give us. So we're so thankful that Thy word does say that eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it entered into the hearts of men, those things that Thou hast prepared for them that love Thee. So our Father, we just pray for any that haven't accepted the Lord Jesus and His finished work on the cross of Calvary. We just pray that Thou would reach into their hearts. And Lord, that Thou, with Thy Spirit, would convince them that Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life, that no man will come unto the Father except through Him.
Amen.
So, our Father, we thank Thee for Thy Word. We thank Thee for our wonderful Savior. We thank Thee again for His great and great and wonderful love.
Mm-hmm.
And we just thank Thee for each other, Lord. We thank Thee that all have gathered here and are interested in learning more about Thee
mm-hmm.
and the wonders and the beauties of our Lord Jesus. We thank Thee in His precious name.
Amen.
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 So next week.